live on Friday, March the 29th. I have Mark Forster in sight right now, just coming out of that breakfast event for the YMCA. Mark, good morning. Good Friday to you in a couple of different ways there. How was the event you just came from?
Good morning, Steve. It was very well attended. A lot of energy this morning, and you know, the community, when they have community gatherings of any sort, whether it's with the YMCA Chamber, etc., the community comes out and supports it. It was a great start to the morning,
right,
Steve.
Thanks for a couple of minutes of your busy time. You got a couple of things going on personally and professionally. We're going to go with the WMUN stuff first. The Saturday coverage of what we hope will be a storybook finish to the season for Wapahani.
Yeah, no question. Tomorrow, our coverage begins on WMUN at 11 o'clock for special pregame coverage. Thank you for your work, Steve, on several interviews that will air in that. So the fact of the matter is, this program at 11 o'clock is going to bridge a little bit of the news and sports component of what this Wapahani Selma story is. And so we're going to have many different people that we'll talk to in that 11 o'clock hour that Jared Boomer will be hosting. He'll also talk to Rick Johnston and Rob Fisher, who will be live at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I'll be doing the network broadcast for the IHSA for the 1A, so I'll join the coverage just shortly after noon when we hit our normal pregame show. The tip is scheduled to be 12:45 between Wapahani and Brownstown Central, but as is typically the case in these state finals events, don't be surprised if that tip goes a little bit later. They try to keep everything on schedule, but we're going to have a lot of coverage starting at 11 all the way through the end of that 2A contest. Steve, it's going to be a lot of fun.
How exciting is it, do you think, for high school players now, and the coaches too, to be able to play the same place that the Pacers and the, you know, the Fever and so many other great basketball events happen?
You know, I asked Coach Matt Luce that the other day, and it feels like every time somebody gets to the state finals, you typically do that scene from Hoosiers,
yeah,
where you bring the tape measure, and he said that one of the players' moms actually did pack him a tape measure to recreate that. But you know, honestly, Steve, Wapahani is not it's not abnormal for them to be around a very loud crowd. At their gym, they sell the place out nearly every single game. So the noise won't be as much of a factor as the size of the venue. And so they were able to practice in the venue this week, obviously empty, that is. But the intensity of the crowd won't be a problem because it's going to be loud, but it won't be as loud as that gym there. So that's the good news for Wapahani. But clearly, you know, the big space, shooters say, different rims, large spaces. It's all those things to get comfortable. And some people may say, oh, that doesn't matter, you got to go play the game. But it does. And so they got a little taste of that this week to get inside the facility and just get comfortable as much as you can in such an urgency-filled week.
Last thing in the final minute that we have, Mark Forster is our guest on Delaware County Today on WMUN. Wapahani coverage starts 11 a.m. Saturday morning and, of course, through the mid-afternoon at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You mentioned that you got the TV duty first and then the radio broadcast after. We're very proud of your abilities and your efforts. Your preparation, Mark, how much does it take in order to do a great job like you're going to do on two big games in one big day?
You know, honestly, everybody's system is different. Mine is, I like to have a personal conversation with each and every coach. So I have them go through the roster and give me a line or two about each and every player that could possibly play. That's a big part of what I do from a preparation standpoint. And then I want to find different trends and different little things. But I would say, you know, the majority of today, Steve, is going to be dedicated to that. But honestly, I love those stories that the coaches can tell me. The good news is with the network broadcast, we've got a sideline reporter that works with us. And we each do our prep a little bit differently for the Wapahani side. Rick Johnston is actually going to do some sideline coverage for us, so he's going to take some of the storyline sort of things. So we all are prepping endlessly, and the good news is we've had 2 weeks to do so as well. So lots go into it, but the fun really happens tomorrow.
All right, Mark Forster, thanks much. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your day and an even better day tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Steve. You too.
All right, Mark Forrester for WMUN's squad that will be in the middle of hopefully a very fun end of the day.